Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I'm happy to bring you guys a great guest. He's going to show you guys how to retire early. I'm just kidding, but hopefully he can. He has a cool tool that's a retirement calculator, so you can put in your own numbers and see when you can retire based on your own financial situation. So guys, I'm happy to bring to you Jason Parker. How you doing, Jason?
Andre, I'm doing great. And what an honor for me to be a guest on your show. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for coming on. We got a best-selling author, and he has another book coming out that I think you guys will be interested in as well. So can you, if you can, give us a little background on why you got into, you know, what you're doing right now and what take you down the path of wanting to teach people how to retire?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing for the last almost 20 years now, is helping people on this transition into retirement. And we have really flipped this thing upside down. We do it so much different than the rest of the industry, and I'll explain that to you in just a minute. But so over the years, I started out, we actually started doing a radio show in our local area up here in the Seattle area, and then that turned into a podcast. The podcast has grown in popularity. We have a little over a million downloads now of Sound Retirement Radio. After the podcast came out, then I wrote my first book, which was Sound Retirement Planning. And then after that, my second book came out, Retirement Calculator, How Much Money Do I Need to Retire? And I realized I wanted to be able to take things to the next level, Andre. I wanted to be able to not just teach people how to do this, but I wanted to give them the tools to help people have more clarity, confidence, and freedom as they transition into retirement. And that's how the Retirement Budget Calculator was born. It's a tool for the DIY person that wants to see if they've saved enough to be able to retire, if they're going to be okay. That's the number one question that people have usually when they talk to us, is have I saved enough? Am I going to be okay? Am I ever going to be a burden to my family physically or financially? And so instead of just teaching people about this, we said, let's build a tool to help them do it. And that's the Retirement Budget Calculator. But the piece that I wanted to share with you that's so much different than the rest of the world when it comes to investing. Like most of my peers, most of my colleagues, they would tell you to add up all of your investments. And then they would say, you know, there's a safe withdrawal rate, which most people say it's about 4%. If you use more of a dynamic withdrawal strategy, maybe you could take 5% of your savings every year. But what we said was, we said, look, let's not base this on what you've saved, because the stock market's squirrely. You can't be sure what it's going to do. Yeah. So instead, let's base it on how much you spend. And we've put this whole emphasis on figure out what your spending looks like, what your budget looks like, and then we can use that number to determine if you've actually saved enough. And that's what really makes the Retirement Budget Calculator unique, is that we provide that granularity. And again, it's a tool for people to do it on their own. So I'm really excited about it, and just appreciate the opportunity to get the word out with your listeners.
And you know what? And it's funny, earlier we talked about on InvestFall, we have a couple of different calculators. So you guys, we're going to add the retirement calculator to the app. So anytime you want to go in there and do a cash flow analysis or a mortgage analysis, you're not going to be able to look and see what's your budget that you have right now and when you'll be able to retire. So I think that's a great tool that people should look at. I mean, a lot of people want to retire early, especially now with cost of living crisis. You know, a lot of people that were retired had to come out of retirement. So with something like this tool, you'll be able to put that information in based on your current situation and kind of project where you're going to be at as far as retirement goes. So I like it.
Andre, one of the things that I've learned, and it doesn't really matter how much money you make. What matters is how much money you spend. And until you learn this number one fundamental idea in personal finance, this philosophy of you at the beginning of every month, you have to tell your money where to go, so that at the end of every month, you're not wondering where your money went. You know, this is like this is finance, personal finance 101. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason one, the way the retirement budget calculator is designed is it's a freemium tool, meaning that there are some elements of the tool that are completely free for life for people to use. And then there are elements of the tool that you pay for. So the free version of the tool gives you the ability to do the budgeting. Because I wanted to make sure, I mean, the tool's really designed for people within 5 years of retirement, people getting ready to make this transition into retirement. Mm-hmm. But if you're a young person getting started out on your financial journey, you've got to be able to sit down and say, here's how much money we have coming in and here's how much money we've got going out. You do that at the beginning of the month. You tell your money where to go. You are the boss of your money, right? Your money doesn't get to tell you what the agenda is for the month. You get to tell it where to go. And so the budgeting component of the tool is free. And it started, I mean, this is how I was budgeting for my family. You know, I had a spreadsheet that I had created, and that, like all great things in life, you know, the calculator was born out of a spreadsheet. So
that's so funny.
My wife thinks I'm, my wife, she makes fun of me. She's, I'm the nerd. She's the artist, you know, so.
Did your wife help in writing some of your books? You know, she's an artist. Did she help out in any way with writing those books?
No, she wants nothing to do with personal finance. She loves to create. She's a teacher also, so she loves to help kids. She gets to really influence their lives and help them become more creative. And she's a great mom. And I've been married for more than 25 years now. And just very, very fortunate that I met an incredible woman that has different strengths than mine. You know, mine, I like the numbers. I like the spreadsheets. I'm the numbers nerd. And she isn't. And I'm glad she isn't, because she brings a richness to my life that I wouldn't have without her. So.
Well, congratulations on 25 years, man. That's a very, very long time.
It is in the world we live in today. Yeah. And I'm proud of it, man. You know, the good things in life are, they're worth it, but they're not always easy. And
correct. So,
you know, anybody that's been married for any length of time will tell you that marriage takes work, and it takes commitment, it takes discipline, and it takes sacrifice. And yeah, I'm super, super grateful that, you know, my wife is one of these people that exhibits all of these characteristics. Like they say, it takes two to tango, you know.
It's funny because I read this thing a couple of years ago that said majority of the people that marry teachers end up becoming millionaires. So that's a great stat. You know, if anybody listening, try to find you a teacher, apparently. But to piggyback on your books again, so give us a little background on both of those books. I know they're both connected to your calculator. So give us a little bit. And one of them is a bestseller. So elaborate a little bit more of that, about that.
My first book, Sound Retirement Planning. There's a great story actually about the first book, because when I first wrote it, it had a different title. The book had a different title, and it had a picture of me on the front. And people always make fun of me because I've got these really big ears. You know, as a kid, they would say, when the wind blows, I'm gonna fly away, you know. So my first book, I can't tell you the title, but I'll tell you the story about why I can't tell you the title. But so the first book came out, nobody read it, but I was so proud of the fact that I had written this book. You know, my book publishing coach recommended that I don't put my picture on the front of the book, but I thought, wow, Dave Ramsey's got their picture on there, and Susie Orman's got her picture. I'm putting my picture on the front of the book. Nobody bought this first book, right? Well, about a year into the book being out, I get a letter on a Friday afternoon that says, it's a cease and desist. It says somebody owns the title of my book. They own the trademark for the words that I used as the title of my book. And it said, you have to unpublish your book. And I was like, oh my goodness, you've got to be kidding me. And it was this letter from this law firm with all these attorneys' names across the top. And I was just totally devastated. I was like, I mean, I thought I was going to lose everything. I thought, you know, are these people going to sue me? I didn't even realize this was a thing. Nobody told me that I had to check trademarks on names before you write a book, right?
Yeah.
So this was like being punched in the stomach on a Friday afternoon. Well, by the time Sunday rolled around, I opened up my Bible and I started reading it, looking for wisdom. And it gave me a couple of things. One, it said, if somebody takes you to court, settle matters quickly. And so that was the first thing I did. It's like, okay, well, there's a sign. It says, look, don't try to fight this. Don't try to hire attorneys. Just get this thing behind you. So I did. And then the other verse I read was, I said, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So initially I was thinking, oh, I'm just going to unpublish a book. I'm done being a writer. I'm never going to do anything again. But I was like, no, I'm going to republish this book. I added 40% new content. We gave it a new cover, took my picture off the front of the cover. And when that new book came out, that's when it became a bestseller. That's when on Amazon, it went up to the number one spot on Amazon. We spent a couple of weeks on Amazon bestseller list and personal finance. And I've got this cool screenshot with my book and Dave Ramsey and Robert Kiyosaki all next to each other.
That's nice. But
the cool thing about that story is that I never would have had this experience had I not received that letter. So what I thought was like my greatest moment of failure, like this biggest obstacle, turned it out to be one of the biggest blessings because it forced me to rewrite the book and add new content and give it a new cover. And that's when it made it to the number one spot. So one of the big lessons I learned there is don't quit, you know, regardless of the obstacles, you got to keep pushing forward. And yeah, so it ended up being a real blessing. And the book, the first book, I share a lot of personal stories and antidotes and philosophy. The second book, I really just stick to the numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that first book is really all about retirement planning. You know, it's like I said, everything I've been doing, it's about clarity, confidence, and freedom. Clarity to know what's most important in your life, confidence to know the numbers are going to work, and then freedom so that you can go out and live your best life. And freedom from fear, freedom from greed, freedom to make an impact, freedom to focus on the relationships that matter the most. And that's exciting to me to think that we have this ability. And now that we've built the calculator, I'm like, man, the more people that we can get to experience this freedom, I just think, especially in the world that we live in today, if we can set people free from worry and fear and greed, and then let them go out and impact and influence their communities, I am really excited about that opportunity to help people with this retirement planning journey.
So you have a background as a financial advisor. That's how you got into the space, or banker? Okay.
Yep. Financial advisor. Yeah. I started out in banking and then went into insurance. And then I met my mentor in my early 20s and he hired me. He helped me start my fee-only investment advisory firm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was kind of my path up and through the financial world.
What'd you do in banking? You know, I was a banker for 10 years as well. So I'm curious to know what you did as a banker.
Oh man, it was embarrassing. My first gig at a bank, they had a recruiting station set up at the little college I was going to. And the first banking job I had, I was just changing it, like all the return mail came in and I was responsible for like inputting the new address into the machine. It was like the most boring work
I'd in the mail room.
For 8 hours a day, it was just horrible. And then I moved up to Alaska and I spent a couple of years up there. And I started out as a teller working at a bank. And then I got promoted, or I got a new job at a bank in the loan servicing department. Mm-hmm. And again, banking was interesting and I learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes that helped me learn the value of accuracy in the work that you're doing. But I really did not, there was no creativity in the banking world. And so I felt like it was sucking the life out of me. So I had the opportunity to get out of banking and I actually went to work for the state of Alaska for a little bit. And then the coolest thing happened when we moved from Alaska to Washington. That's when I met my mentor. And I love telling this story too, if you don't mind me, you know,
sharing. Good, it is.
Yeah. So one of the things I'm really passionate about is this idea that one relationship can totally change your life. And you just don't know where that relationship's going to come from. But there's this idea called the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Well, the Pareto principle, it can be applied to a lot of different things. But I found that it also relates to relationships and that 20% of the people are responsible for 80% of the relationships you have. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I've come to realize, like my dad, my wife, and my mentor, this guy Dean that hired me, those three people are responsible for most of the relationships that I have in my life today. And relationships are what make life fun and interesting and exciting. And so once you recognize that just these few people are responsible for most of your relationships, it's like, man, you got to protect those. You got to identify who they are and then protect them. But I had called my dad and I told my dad, I said, Dad, I'm doing this work. I'm burned out on it. And I said, so he connected me with a friend of his who was living in Florida that was in the insurance world. That guy connected me to a guy in Seattle. The guy in Seattle connected me to Dean. And Dean became my mentor. And I was in my mid-20s and Dean was in his mid-60s at the time. And Dean had been very successful in life. And I remember thinking to myself, man, this one relationship, this guy really knows his stuff. I was hoping that he would hire me and he did. And then I got to spend 15 years with him as he invested in me. And I spoke to him every day on the phone and he just really shaped my life. And I would never have the opportunity that I have today if it had not been for that one relationship. But I can connect Dean to my dad. Like my first call was to my dad. I said, Dad, you know, I'm tired of doing this. And he connected me to his friend. So just understanding how these, how you connect the dots to different people. But Dean, like I said, had I not met him, I don't think I would have had the opportunity that I have today. And now at this phase of my career, I'm thinking to myself, how can I be the Dean?
Yeah.
How can I be the mentor? How can I give somebody an opportunity? How can I speak life into them and encourage them? So yeah, the roles are shifting and changing, but I'm forever grateful. My friend Dean died a couple of years ago, but I learned a lot from him.
With that being said, you know, what you've learned from Dean and, you know, sorry to hear that with your friend and then, you know, your dad and, you know, your upbringing with working in the bank and having a financial background, what kind of information can you pass on to the people that are listening on how they can retire early? And I know your calculator is 45 years out, but, you know, having the background and writing books on retiring, what are some steps that people can do so they can retire, I guess, in the next 10 years? You know, obviously income has a huge part to do with that, but what are some strategies that you could, you know, give us?
Yeah, I guess it depends on who you talk to. You and I were talking just before we started recording about the importance of mindset in your thinking.
Correct.
And we were just talking about how exciting of a time it is in this world that we live in where we have so many great resources available to us. But we also have a ton of really bad resources available to us. And one of the things, there's a book that I recommend to people called As a Man Thinketh. It's written by James Allen back in 1910. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that our mind is like a fertile soil and we get to choose what we want to plant. And if we plant weeds, we grow weeds. And if we plant vegetables, we grow vegetables. And what we plant in our mind is really a matter of what we consume. And one of my favorite verses says that do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you'll know God's good and perfect and pleasing will. And so I love that because he says, don't do this, do this. And here's why. And so there's so much emphasis on, you know, as you're talking about, well, what do you do? Well, the first thing you need to do is make sure you're putting in good information and you're staying away from the poison that is out there. But from a practical standpoint, I had a chance to talk to some young kids the other day at a high school. They're 17 years old. And I said, you guys, if you just start with $200 today and you invest $200 in the S&P 500 index fund, so you're not trying to speculate, you're not trying to gamble, you're not trying to buy crypto, you're not trying to do anything crazy, you're just, you know, using an index fund. And then if the S&P 500 continues to earn about 10% per year, which historically is what it's done. You start with that $200 and you add $200 a month for the next 40 years. So, you know, 40 years later, you're 57 or 58 years old. You've got over $1.1 million if you just start with $200 a month and you add $200 every month for the next 40 years. If those kids wait 10 years, so instead of starting at age 17, they start at 27 to start that investing $200. They only have about $380,000. So this is one of the reasons Albert Einstein said compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, because you've got to, the thing we've got to help kids understand is becoming a millionaire in America isn't hard, but it does require discipline and it does require vision. You have to have a vision for where you want to head in life. And so those two things, vision and discipline for the young kids, for the folks that we tend to attract to the calculator, people within 5 years of retirement, they don't have as much time. So, but the good news is I've had the good fortune to meet with people that don't necessarily, they haven't saved a ton of money, but they've got a pension, they've got Social Security, and they've kept their lifestyle in check. So they don't have a bunch of debt and they actually retire very comfortably with just a small nest egg. The flip side is also true. I've met with people that have saved $10 million and they want to know if they have enough. And you look at how much they spend and it's like, no, you know, with this, the way that you spend, that $10 million isn't enough. And so that's why the calculator is so much different, because it really boils down to that spending number. But there's really three numbers to focus on if you're going to retire. One is, how long are you going to live? You have to have some idea. So in the calculator, we use the Social Security mortality tables as a starting point for life expectancy. And then we have a hereditary adjustment. So if everybody in your family makes it to 95, then you can adjust to 95. So how long you're going to live, because we have to know how long your money is going to last, number one. Number two, we have to have some idea of how much you've saved. So in the calculator, we give the ability, people just plug in their numbers, you know, 401ks, IRAs, savings accounts, checking accounts, investment accounts, any place where you've saved money. Mm-hmm. And then the third number is how much you spend. And so once we have those three numbers, how long are you going to live, how much have you saved, and how much do you spend, then the calculator has the ability to help you visualize whether or not you're going to be okay. Now, I will say that for those more advanced features where you're projecting out into the future, that is the paid version of the calculator. So the budgeting and the net worth stuff you can do for free. But if you want those projection tools, that's where you have to pay to either $9.95 a month to have access to the calculator or $95 per year.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about, and now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
I think what he's saying is very important, because as you guys know, I talked about it on a podcast previously, that 2035, Social Security is supposed to be bankrupt. Obviously, they're making changes to make sure that that doesn't happen, but I don't think that's something that you should depend on, considering the state of the debt that we have globally, right? And especially the debt that we have in the U.S. currently right now, and it's ever increasing with what they're planning on doing right now. So I think using this calculator and doing what he's saying makes sense, because there's no guarantee, depending on your age, if you won't have any money for retirement from Social Security. So I think that's a big deal.
Yeah. And you know, that report, that trustees report that comes out, the Social Security's trustee report that you're referring to, it says in 2035 that they would have to reduce Social Security by 23% if Congress doesn't figure it out before then. Mm-hmm. And so one of the cool things you can do in the calculator, Andre, is you can put in how much Social Security you're going to have. Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to, you could model it and say, okay, let's take a reduction by 23% in the year 2035, so that you can start to play around with those numbers and see, am I going to be okay if something like that reduction does take place in Social Security? Yeah, there are a lot of moving parts, and Social Security is a big one. People have paid into it for a long time. For a lot of people, it represents the biggest chunk of the guaranteed income that they're going to have in retirement. But there's a lot of different ways to get to the end point, and Social Security is an important one. And a lot of your listeners, I'm sure you probably talk about this, but if, you know, you can start Social Security as early as age 62. Full retirement age for a lot of people today is age 67. So that's when you can earn as much as you want without any earnings restrictions. Mm-hmm. And then age 70, you can delay your benefits all the way to age 70 and get those 8% delayed retirement credits. And so in the one of the things I do on our YouTube channel is I show people two free Social Security calculators that they can use. And I give them a tutorial on how to use those so they can figure out what's the best claiming strategy for their specific situation. Mm-hmm. And that's just on YouTube at Retirement Budget Calculator. They can find that Social Security video that teaches them how to do this. And that those tools are all free. So, but it's one of the most important decisions to make is when to start that benefit.
Do you have any tools, or not tools, but any products that you can recommend? A lot of people talk about whole life. I talk about whole life in a previous podcast with someone else. I think that's a great tool to use for retirement, or, you know, life insurance is another big thing that people don't talk about, because obviously when something happens to you, that passes on to, you know, your beneficiaries. But what kind of products do you know that people can use to help facilitate retirement earlier? You know, some people talk about annuities or things like that. What are some products that you can recommend?
Well, when talking to a large population of people, large listeners, where I don't really know their specific situation, I have to kind of give general rule of thumb advice. And it's dangerous because we all have different size thumbs. And so rules of thumb are kind of dangerous ways to live. But when it comes to life insurance, I prefer the idea of buying term life insurance, where you buy it as cheaply and inexpensively as you can, and you buy it for a specific reason. So especially for younger people, that's a really crummy retirement plan, though, you know, to buy a bunch of life insurance and then die so that your spouse can retire. I don't like that one. So life insurance term, I prefer term life because it's very low cost and you buy it for a specific reason. A lot of times when people get to retirement, they don't really need life insurance anymore. So, and then in terms of annuities for generating guaranteed income can be very important for people, because again, retirement's all about cash flow. So if you need guaranteed income, then an annuity could be one way to do it. In the calculator, we create something called the Secure Income Score, where we compare your guaranteed income versus your essential expenses. And we want a secure income score of 80, which means that 80% of your essential expenses are covered by guaranteed income. And if they're not, then you might want to consider either reducing your expenses or getting more guaranteed income. And the way that you would do that would be through an annuity that guarantees cash flow. And Social Security is an annuity. So that would be the first place you would want to start, is making sure you've optimized your Social Security income. And then what I'm really a fan of when it comes to investing, again, is once people get to retirement, they do not need to be gambling. You don't want them taking unnecessary risks. And so one of the best ways to create broad diversification across asset classes, across sectors, and across the entire globe is using low-cost index funds for creating that asset allocation. And then not only using low cost funds are very important, because you want to keep your fees at a minimum. We know that the lower people can keep their fees, the more money they get to spend. And so index funds that are low cost, that are broadly diversified across asset classes and sectors, are a really good way for people to understand and help them earn the return that they need on their money in order to get them to the end of their life expectancy with retirement. Now, that's if they're investing in the market. So you don't have to be speculative. You know, you don't have to be buying individual stocks, and you don't have to be buying crypto in order to be successful in life when it comes to your money.
True.
But real estate's another area where we've seen people do really, really good. And the reason for it is real estate has great cash flow, especially once you get those like rental properties paid off. And again, retirement's all about cash flow. So we know that some people can invest in real estate and use that as a tool for cash flow. But like anything, you just really want to make sure you understand what you're doing. And there's pitfalls every way you go. So if you're going to be a real estate investor or a stock market investor, or you really have to do your research. And that's why the work that you're doing is so important, because you're educating people. You're saying here's some things you need to be thinking about and knowing about as you're trying to make some really difficult decisions. And Andre, I found that, we hire some really cool young people coming right out of college, but I tell you, their vocabulary and their level of financial sophistication and understanding out of college is just, it's very low. And so we've done a great job in our country, I think, of encouraging people to get education, but I feel like we've really missed the mark with helping kids understand financial education. And so that's very, very important.
Man, Jason, thank you for giving us all this information. We're coming up on time. If you can, give us a couple good books that you recommend outside of your own book.
Yeah. One of my favorites recently was a book called The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Mm-hmm. And Morgan does a great job in that book of helping people understand the way that our minds work, the way that we think about money. But he does it in a story format. So it's really fascinating, really fun read. He's a gifted writer. The book that I gifted the most last year is a book called The Treasure Principle by Randy Alcorn. And that the idea behind that book is that it's all about stewardship. It's about understanding that we are just managing wealth for a time. You know, this is so obvious when it comes to something like real estate, because you know that you're taking care of a house, and at some point that house is going to change hands, and you're not going to own it anymore. So that's the idea with stewardship, is you're overseeing something of value for someone else. And so it's a really good book, Randy Alcorn. When I got a chance to speak with those kids at the high school recently, there was two books that I recommend to them in terms of psychology and how you think. And one of them is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. That's that classic from 1910. And then the other one is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Yeah,
it's my favorite book.
That's a classic. And my biggest takeaway from that book was this idea of the mastermind. You know, when you bring two or more people together, there's this magic that happens where people are sharing ideas and you're thinking out loud and you're building energy off of one another. And I love that. I just think that's such a cool idea. So those are a couple of books.
I like to point out the fact that you said mindset. You know, we talked about it. And one thing I want to piggyback off of you with technology. Technology has bridged the gap. And we talked about it earlier, the third book you guys know is called Escape the Entrapment of Debt. I'll talk about how YouTube, you can go on YouTube and literally look up anything. We talked about it. If you have a 77 Chevy, you want to fix the tire or take the tire off, like you can literally find almost anything today's technology. So I want you guys to understand that, you know, what he's saying, and there's no, you know, magic formula to getting rich overnight. It's hard work and it just takes time. And especially when it comes to retiring. And one thing he mentioned you know, real estate, I'm really big on real estate because there's so many different avenues of being able to retire from real estate, the cash flow, the depreciation, the appreciation, you know what I mean? The depreciation from a tax write-off standpoint is what I mean by that. But like he's saying, you know, I talked about whole life. A lot of people like to use whole life for the cash value to be able to take that money and invest it into real estate. So not only are you using your premium, you can use that premium that you're paying and take that and go out there and buy a property with your whole life insurance. So, you know, Jason, if you can, real quick before we go, give us a little brief description about your last book that you just wrote.
Retirement Calculator. Yeah, Retirement Calculator. How much money do I need to retire? The thing that's different from that book compared to my first book, my first book's like 350 pages. And like I say, Sound Retirement Planning is all about the numbers, but it's also a lot of personal stories. And there's a lot of psychology and a lot of philosophy in the first book. I share kind of my own faith journey in there. The new book, though, I wanted to create a resource that was just the numbers. You know, people that they don't want to hear about Jason's stories or about the time my kid jumped off the steps because I thought I was going to catch them and I missed them, you know, and I had to, as a dad, live with the regret of seeing my kids tumbling down the steps because I didn't catch them the way that I should have, you know. And so, yeah, the second book is really just about this idea of retirement planning. What are the most important numbers? How do you need to think about it? How do you think about inflation? How do you think about asset allocation? How do you think about diversification? How do you create a spending plan? What are the expenses you need to be thinking about? So it's just really kind of the nuts and bolts of retirement planning.
Okay.
It's a complement to the retirement budget calculator. So I would say it goes hand in hand with the work that we're doing with the calculator.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Should they read that book before they use the calculator, or does it only matter? They can use, you know, vice versa. Just do both. Excellent.
Yeah. And then the new book is a fast read. You can read it, you know, a couple hours.
Okay. Well, guys, I am going to put the calculator on the InvestSmart app. So, you know, if you have that app or download it, and you can go into the calculator section and, you know, use the calculator yourself. Where can people get in touch with you? Where can they find your books? Where can they get in touch with you about more information on retirement, your financial advisory service, and things like that?
What I really want to point people to is the calculator so that they can do this on their own. The books, of course, you just go to Amazon and search for, you know, Sound Retirement Planning or Retirement Calculator, and they'll find the books. The one of the things we did in the calculator was we built a community portal. And so I like to tell people, you don't have to do life alone. And so what we found is that there's other smart people on this retirement journey. And so instead of just having one point of contact, you ask questions, we can create this mastermind effect, right? We can come together as a community of people. And now that is a paid version of the calculator. So if people want to, you know, ask questions of one another, that's a place that they can do it. And that is also a community that I hang out in. And we have conversations about the calculator, but we have conversations about other things like good places to travel. And so, yeah, so great things happen, I think, when you bring people together that are like-minded, have similar values, and they are just trying to figure stuff out. And I think the community portal within the calculator gives people a way to do that.
I like it, Jason. They say it takes a village. So, you know, go to Jason's community and you guys retire together. You know, everybody's looking to retire, especially now with what's going on with the economy. We got banks collapsing and we just got to be more, you know, honed in on our finances now more than ever, you know, and for the years to come. So thank you, Jason, for coming on. And any last words?
Andre, I just am so grateful for the opportunity to be a guest on your show. I appreciate the work that you're doing where you're educating people and you're just expanding people's minds. And once you expand a mind, it never goes back to the way it was before. So people can disagree with the content, but they're being exposed to new ideas and new ways of thinking. And that is a powerful, powerful tool. You know, you talk about the power of YouTube. You're right. You can really find anything you want there. Unfortunately, that's a good thing and a bad thing.
And a bad thing, yeah.
And the weird thing about the world we live in today is that now the information, the internet is coming looking for you, right? You use something like Instagram or I've never set up a, what's that account? TikTok. I've never done personally TikTok. But my understanding is you're not even searching for stuff. That stuff is looking for you. It's finding you.
Algorithms.
The algorithms, yeah. And so that's, you know, it just goes back to this idea. We have to be so vigilant with protecting our mind. And what gets in so influences the way that we think. And the way that we think impacts the way that we live. And then, and the way that we see one another and the way that we treat one another. And yeah, social media is you know, like anything, it's a blessing and a curse. And I have a feeling we'll look back at this time and consider it the Wild West of, we get this opportunity to share these amazing ideas and to elevate people, but we can also destroy one another. And so you just have to be really careful about what you're letting in. And that's, yeah. So I've personally deleted all of those like social media apps off my phone because I just don't want to be manipulated. I don't want people feeding my brain stuff that I don't want, you know? So
I agree.
It's the world we live in. So it's like you can't get away from it. I've got a YouTube channel and those types of things, and I've got a Facebook account, but I just took it off my phone because I just don't want that constant barrage of garbage. You know, they say that you can find something to eat in a garbage can, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be healthy and nutritious. And it's kind of my experience with like Facebook is that you might find something good in there, but it sure seems like that you got to wade through a lot of trash to get to the good stuff. And so.
You heard it from him, guys. You know, you've been doing this way longer than me. So you guys know my take on social media. I'm not here to say not use it, and I don't use it. You know what I mean? But there's good and bad in everything, like you said. But, you know, it's up to you to make the decisions on what you want for your life. So thank you again for coming on, Jason. And we'll hopefully we have you back again sometime.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.